What is up, guys? It is Stu. And before we get into the podcast, I wanted to take a second and talk to you about Micro Gym University. This is an online business school I have been working on for the better portion of the past year. I wanted to create an opportunity for CrossFit affiliates, boot camp owners, fitness studio, or anyone who's even aspiring to open their own micro gym to take online courses to level up. So, you know, and then not hold you to any particular system. All the rest of the guys selling online courses, it's all part of one set system. Mine is not. You can go ahead. If you want to do PT first, boom, you can go ahead and learn about PT first and do everything else your own way. If you want to go ahead and do commission-based retention structures for your employees, boom, we can go ahead and you can follow that course. If you want an entire playbook, you can enroll in an entire semester and follow all the courses on, you know, human resources and staff development and retention and sales and marketing and Facebook pixels and custom conversions and all the good shit. Bottom line, guys, there's nothing else like this out there right now. And I want you to go ahead to the link in my Instagram bio at WTF Gym Talk, hit the follow button while you're there, and then go to the link and submit your information so that you can be notified when we'll be doing full enrollment. Right now, I'm just getting the interest of who is interested in Micro Gym University's first semester coming up in the spring. We will only be accepting 50 gyms. So if you're actually interested, go put your name, email, and phone number into that on my bio in Instagram, and then we will notify you when the doors open up for enrollment, and we are only taking the first 50. So leave your credit card at home for right now. Just go ahead and let me know that you're interested in possibly attending either an entire semester or just getting a couple courses a la carte of things that are particular interest to you and your business at this time. Guys, Micro Gym University, beyond fucking excited about it. Let me know if you have any questions. You know how to reach me. Have a great day. What is up, guys? It is Stu. It is What the Fuck Gym Talk. And I haven't made a dedicated, like, audio only. There's no video to this podcast recording in a while. Been doing a lot more video content recently, and I apologize. Also, I bought a boosted board, so I've been riding that to work and back and literally fucking everywhere. So recording audio and podcast in my car, which is typically, or when I walk the dog, those are typically when I create the audio onlys. But anyway, had a minute. Weather sucks ass in Charlotte, North Carolina right now, so wanted to bust this out. I made some content on this before to a certain degree, but what I want you guys to realize is I can't even articulate, and I'm just not that smart of a human, I cannot articulate into words the amount of not only money, but opportunity, happiness, all the stuff that so many of you guys are not gonna be able to ever grasp or own or touch or feel or experience because you're fucking scared. Here's how I think fear works for a micro gym owner. We are inside of someone else's gym as an employee or a client, and we decide, I don't like this anymore. And there's no fear there. There's just kind of anger and kind of discontent and distaste for how the other person's doing it. And then we decide, okay, I have that entrepreneurial seizure. I'm gonna go open up my business. And then it is nothing but excitement and optimism and all this good stuff. And then it gets real. You're signing a lease. You're making that first credit card payment on that huge equipment order you just made. Like, that's where the first dose of fear sets in. Oh shit, what happens if I don't make this thing work? And then it gets real, where maybe you're 1 to 6 months in and sales aren't exactly where you need them to be. You know, you don't mind living on a shoestring budget because, you know, that's kind of the mindset you went into it when you had that entrepreneurial seizure and all that optimism, but it's starting to wear thin. And now fear is creeping in a little more and a little more every month because sales aren't high enough. You're having retention problems and you're like, fuck, I don't even have 80 members. I shouldn't be having any real retention issues. And again, fear is starting to creep in. Burnout, you can see it on the distance, but it just, whatever, it's there, but it's not hitting you yet, but you're afraid because you know it's going to get closer and closer. This is the first real instance of fear that I see a micro gym owner run into. And then it explodes, it metastasizes. Is that the word for growing, like cancer, tumors? I don't fucking know. It gets bigger. It literally doubles, triples, quadruples in size when something needs to be changed that is structural to what you've built. Let me explain. You need to do a price raise. You need to change a policy. You need to fire a coach. You need to get rid of a class time. You need to rework the logistics of your class because you realize you're in 1,200 square feet and you can't be, you know, doing barbell workouts every single time and fit more than six people in there at once. You have to change something that you've already structurally built, you've already structurally created and sold your current clients on, and you don't have many of them, and you have fear. Fear that this change of a feature or an element of your service is going to make them leave you. Or fear that if you upset them or you don't, you know, cave to that one class time they want where eight of them told you they wanted it, and then you open it up and only one fuckface shows up, if that, and you're afraid to go back on it. You're afraid to go back on your word because you gave people your word that they would be grandfathered in at a certain rate for their entire fucking life. Fear. Fear is the biggest fucking thing I see. So we have that initial fear in the beginning, which is more money-based. I'm signing a lease. You take the Instagram photo of the signed lease and you tell everyone you're not hashtag entrepreneur and you're opening up a gym and, you know, so-and-so strength and conditioning is coming, guys. And there's all that excitement. There's a little bit of fear. And then fear sets in when sales aren't high enough or retention is too high or HR is going wrong or the inmates are running the asylum and you're kind of having to, you know, cave to your current client's wish. Then here's the other opportunity. Then you get past that maybe. You're 1, 2, 3 years in. Here's where fear now really sets in, and this is the one I really want to talk on. When you see the need for change in your business, but you're too afraid to do it, right? I have a call today with a client, and this is going to be a closing call. This is going to be our last call for a period of time. We've been working together on a set schedule for maybe a year now, and now it is time for them to be cut loose and to do their thing and you know, come back, and you know, I'm available if and when they need me. But my job, if you guys are ever curious like how I run my business coaching consulting, it is not to keep you on the tit. Like, that's not my goal. I don't want to be able to sit here and be like, what the fuck, Gym Talk has the most gyms. Like, I want to help gyms, get them to where they need to be, and cut them the fuck loose. And then if they need to come back at certain points, boom, call, you know, holler at your boy. But this particular gym, this will be their last call until they need some recurring help, or we'll check in maybe a few months. But they're going to ask me, I already know, what is it you think that are the biggest issues that we have facing us over the next, you know, calendar business year, 2019? And I've already asked them, because I'm playing the chess game, asked that, you know, what are the current things that are kind of scaring you the most right now? I've asked them ahead of time, what are your biggest fears right now going into 2019? And I promise you, whatever they've listed to me, I will go ahead and look at, and I guarantee you it's going to align almost perfectly with all the things I'm going to tell them they need to be doing in 2019. You guys don't understand. The things that are scaring you, the things that you're afraid of, are the things you have to do, you need to do. I think of everything. Like, everything good in life scared you. You know, you were intimidated to ask out your wife on the first date. You were scared shitless to start a fitness program. You were really scared to go ahead and formulate an LLC and sign a lease and put down the first month's rent as a security deposit. You were even more scared when you first hired that first person and left them in charge of your 5:30 a.m. class so you could sleep in at least one day a week. Fear is good. Fear is a necessary driving biological force inside of us that will actually push you in the direction you generally need to go. You will not walk through life as a business owner without having fear. You will not create a successful business without doing what you're afraid of. And I'm going to let you guys in on a secret. I am ridiculously afraid of heights. Stupid afraid of heights. Like, I will not get up on an extension ladder and hang the gymnastics rings in my gym off the fucking 20-foot trusses. I am a huge bitch when it comes to heights. However, I have, since I was a kid, and will routinely go on roller coasters. I took my grandfather up in a hot air balloon. I have gone skydiving. I got married at the Prudential Center. Me and my wife eloped and we got married at the Prudential Center, which, if you know what that is, in Boston, glass floor to ceiling, stupid high up in the sky, go to the edge. Like, I have done all these things because I'm not really afraid. I cannot think of many things I'm afraid of. I am afraid of heights like no other. Now, I do all these things, zip lining, high ropes course at the Whitewater Center. I do these things because I think it is an amazing practice for me to take the one thing I'm afraid of more than anything in the entire world, like paralyzing fear, and fucking man up or woman up, whatever, and fucking step up and do the thing that I am just crazy fearful of. It's good practice. Right now in my business, and I've taught, you know, I try to share as much of this with you guys as I can. In my current business, we made moves that were very scary in the rebranding. They are still scary. My plays have not paid off financially yet, right? We are being paid, like the things we have done with Urban Movement have not like popped to the point where I literally can take all the documenting that I've done, compile that video, send it to Chris, have him edit that shit up and be like, look, motherfuckers, look at all the fear I went through. Look at me having to move money around from different accounts to go ahead and do this because we didn't bring in, you know, what we, you know, we're bringing in way less money we did, you know, circa 3 years ago, 2 years ago. These are like, the fear of the business owner is when I'm fearful of something, I generally investigate it. I'm afraid of it for a reason. There might be something great underneath there if I just hang out for a second, take a deep breath, and examine the thing I'm fearful of. Look at the things in your business today that you are the most fearful of. The things you are considering or wanting to try or, you know, thinking about, but you are afraid to do them. Just make a list. Now go ahead and look at that list. And I want you to go ahead and weigh out the pros and cons. You generally are going to be able to weigh out some pros, right? You know, if I raise prices, we'll make this much money and then I can hire that full-time person. If I readjust the class schedule, we won't, you know, our, you know, to, let's say you're doing a 4:30, a 5:30, a 6:30, and a 7:30. And your 4:30 and 7:30 classes are fucking garbage. Like nobody, like 1 to 3 people are coming to those. You're like, well, I could consolidate. What if I stagger? I go 5, 5:30, 6, 6:30. It still gives 4 options a night. But it, you know, it's during the busier times. Oh, but that one client who's been around forever and I've been to her house and we hang out, we have a good personal relationship. She goes to that 4:30 and this other guy that helped me paint the walls, he goes to that 7:30. They'd be really upset. I'm not going to change it. Like that's a fearful thing. You're afraid to upset somebody so you don't make that business move. You guys get the idea and where I'm going with this whole thing. Whatever it is you are afraid of, whatever it is that is causing you fear, whether it's maybe you need an investor, maybe you need someone, you realize that you don't have all that it takes to do this yourself. You need to bring somebody in to be an investor in the business, not only financially, but to bring something to the table that you don't have. And you're afraid to ask. You're afraid to ask for the money. You're afraid to not be your own boss anymore. You're afraid to share. You're afraid to whatever. Guys, whatever it is you're afraid of, right? There's something you're wanting. Like a lot of guys, this message is every week. Stu, love your content. It's been awesome, really helpful. I started watching 2 years ago, but we just recently implemented PT First. I'm like, cool. Like, I'd always ask, like, when did you start thinking about implementing PT First? Oh, shit, we've been wanting to do it for a year. Why did you wait till now? The same way I do a consultation, like if Sally walks in my gym. Well, because we had to wait for this, and we had to wait. I'm like, no, you were afraid. They're like, yeah, I mean, essentially, yeah, that was it. We were afraid. Now, how much money, what is the opportunity cost of you waiting a year? I've got guys who are like, dude, I'm making an extra $3,000 a month doing PT First. Yeah, you could have made $36,000 extra had you not waited the 12 months to get started. But you let this thing, and it's like, I'm afraid of heights, like literally paralyzing afraid, and I still will myself to get in the hot air balloon, to go on a roller coaster, to whatever. And it's so, I like mentally, you're just like, I can't, whatever, I'm telling you, there's a mind over matter. You ever see those fucking YouTube videos of those fuckers that are walking over like beds of nails that are standing, you know, on top of burning coals while pythons are like fucking, you know, biting their nipples and fucking people are hitting them with darts or whatever the adversity is to, you guys get the idea. Like, people do crazy shit. There is more than enough video proof out there, visual proof, that things are mind over matter. And your business is the same fucking way. Make a list of the stuff that you're afraid of right now as we go into 2019 and list it out and circle one of them. One of them that you're going to conquer that fear on. And then create a macro, meso, micro plan. And if you haven't seen my annual, you know, planning for the year, go watch that video. It's on the fucking internet somewhere. And go create a plan to attack that thing. Create a macro, a meso, and a micro level plan to attack that one fear and to change that one thing. I promise you it'll be one of the best things you've ever done. This has been going on too long. Thank you for listening. Love you guys. Rock on.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.